Give Us This Day Evening Edition is a devotional reflection upon the New Testament lesson from the Order for Evening Prayer from the Book of Common Prayer 1928. These reflections are written and presented by Father Charles Erlinson, who serves at the Church of the Good Shepherd Reformed Episcopal Church in Tyler, Texas.
Today is Monday of the second Sunday after Trinity. The lesson is taken from Acts chapter 11, verses 1 through 18.
And the apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. And when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him, saying, Thou wentest into men uncircumcised, and didst eat with them. But Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning, and expounded it by order unto them, saying, I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, a certain vessel descend, as it had been a great sheet, let down from heaven by four corners, and it came even to me, upon the which when I had fastened mine eyes, I considered and saw fourfold beasts of the earth and wild beasts and creeping things and fowls of the air. And I heard a voice saying unto me, Arise, Peter, slay and eat. But I said, Not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean hath at any time entered into my mouth. But the voice answered me again from heaven, What God hath cleansed, that call not thou common. And this was done three times, and all were drawn up again into heaven. And behold, immediately there were three men already come into the house where I was, sent from Caesarea unto me. And the Spirit bade me go with them, nothing doubting. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me. And we entered into the man's house, and he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood and said unto him, Send men to Joppa, and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved. And as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them, as on us at the beginning. Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Forasmuch then as God gave them the like gift as he did unto us who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God? When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, Then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life.
What is your response when God blesses others? Sometimes we find it difficult to rejoice when others rejoice, because we may think that for some reason it's not right. When Peter returned to Jerusalem, the mother church, those of the circumcision were not pleased with what Peter had to say. Those of the circumcision were the Jews, who believed that Gentiles had to become Jews to be saved by being circumcised and keeping the law. They had the same difficulty in accepting what God had said that Peter had, and they castigated him for eating with Gentiles. We too sometimes find it difficult to rejoice when others rejoice, and we too have our reasons. We might believe that the person who has received God's blessing has not gone about things in the right way. Maybe we believe they are not worthy of their blessing, by which we mean that they are not worthy as we are. The truth is that none of us is worthy to receive God's most excellent gifts, so we better not start playing the game of comparison. It's the same game that children often play. When one child in the family has received an invitation to a birthday party or a friend's house, when one child has found some money, or one child has accidentally been given a special privilege when others haven't, the other children naturally want theirs. There's often no rejoicing in the blessing of another if it doesn't benefit me. In the case of the Jews, how could the Gentiles who weren't even circumcised and didn't keep the law be saved? Sometimes this was a legitimate and honest theological question. Other times the Jews resisted the gospel out of envy or jealousy, the same reason they crucified Jesus. So what is our attitude toward the blessing of God in the life of others when that same blessing has passed us by, or when we have worked a lot harder for the same blessing? Do you remember Jesus' parable of the workers in the vineyard? Some workers found work and agreed to be paid a denarius for a day's wage. Others, however, were hired late in the day, and they got paid the same amount as the workers who worked all day. It just seemed so unfair. But do you remember the answer of the employer? He said to those who complained, Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me, or do you begrudge my generosity? It must have seemed so unfair that the Jews had had a monopoly on God for 1500 years. They had Abraham and circumcision and the covenant. They had the oracles of God and the law. They had the promised land. Well, sort of. And now the Gentiles were going to receive God and salvation without having to go through the same things. To the credit of those of the circumcision in Acts 11, when they heard all that Peter had to say and what he had experienced, they became silent. They actually listened, and when they had considered what God had done, they glorified God, saying, "Then God has also granted to the Gentiles repentance of life." It must have seemed as if God were being unfair, giving his same good gifts to those who seemed unworthy and who would not seem to work as hard for them. But God, out of his goodness, did just that. And God, out of his goodness, blesses many of the people you know. He even blesses some of those who don't even turn to him in faith. He gives his rain and sun and life to those who will only squander these gifts on themselves. He gives eternal life to those who hold back much of themselves, perhaps less than you. He gives his son to some who will build on his foundation with wood, hay, and straw, while others may build with gold, silver, or precious stones. But rather than weeping and wailing over what God has given to others and how he has done it, rejoice in what he has given to you and how he has done that. So what if someone somewhere has been given more by God with apparently less justification? Can any of us really believe that we deserve God's goodness? Can any of us who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb ever really think that somehow God has ripped us off? If we just stopped and considered how God has dealt with each of us, we would first shut our mouths from all grumbling and complaining. Then, having been silenced, we would give glory to God that even someone like me could be loved by God and given his life. And then we would open our mouths again to give thanks for receiving from God far, far more than we deserve. And, finally, we would open our mouths and rejoice each and every time God blessed someone we knew with his presence and favor.
Give Us This Day Evening Edition is a presentation of Always With Christ Radio in the Anglican Way.